And you tonight, Lord, we believe that, Lord Jesus, every fetter has been broken. Oh, you are the one, oh, that the walls of Jericho even could not stand, oh, before your children, Lord. You break every fetter, oh, and you set your children free. Oh, tonight, you are that same God. Tonight, we believe that, Lord Jesus, that he can stand between your church, your children, oh, and you tonight. We believe that, Lord, every fetter of the enemy is broken. We believe that every imagination, oh, that will exalt itself to the knowledge of God is broken. We believe that, Lord Jesus, all the powers of the enemy, principalities, is broken. Spiritual wickedness is broken. Everything of the enemy is broken. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We believe it, oh God, that tonight, Lord, you are amongst your children. Tonight you are here. Oh, and there is nothing that's going to stand up. Oh, against, Lord, your word, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that the enemy could not do it. Blessed be your name. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Lord, tonight. We give you the praise, Lord. You break every fetter of the enemy, every challenge of the enemy, every works of the enemy, every foundation is broken. Oh, what is it? Bless your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord Jesus. We honor you tonight, Lord. Because, Lord, we know you are the same yesterday, today, forever. You have never failed your children. You are always the I am, the I am. Oh, you can make a way where there is no way. Oh, you open the Red Sea. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for tonight. We give glory to you, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, the Lord. You have broken every fetter tonight. Anything, the Lord. Any imagination. anything that will try to exalt itself tonight. Thank you, the Lord Jesus. You have broken everything. Oh, you have made the crooked even straight. Oh, you have filled every valley. You have broken down every mountain. And you have made a straight way for your children tonight. You've made a straight way for your children tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As we are standing, let's go straight to the word. As we turn to Hebrews 1, 1 and 2. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners speak in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Amen. The God that in sundry times, in separate times, and in diverse manners spoke to the fathers, that God who spoke sometime in the whirlwind to the people, sometime in the burning bush to the people, or sometime by the still small voice, they were all shadows, that same God tonight has spoken to us through his Son directly. Oh, hallelujah. That we can see him. That we can handle him. Oh, praise God. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight, Lord. That every fetters of the enemy have been broken, Lord. Every mountain has been made flat. Valleys have been filled. And you've made a highway, Lord Jesus. Oh, even in desert places for your children, oh God. Father, we thank you that every imagination of the enemy against the knowledge of your word tonight is broken. We thank you that powers and principalities, oh, every foundation that the enemy has laid, oh, has been broken. We thank you, the Lord Jesus, tonight, you, God, who spoke to the fathers in the shadows, tonight you have revealed yourself to us in the open, and we can see you and handle you. We thank you, Lord, tonight, granting you, Lord Jesus, this moment, O Lord, with all our humility, Lord Jesus. We've come humbling ourselves, Lord, that, Father, tonight, upon the basis of your word, O God, that you have spoken to your children in this day, you will speak to us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You are welcome to the house of the Lord. Amen. One time the prophet returned from missions and meetings abroad. And when he came back to Jeffersonville, he told the church, he said, on Wednesdays, and maybe one of the services of Sunday, I'm giving the pastor just a little rest, which he is very deserving of it. And I thought maybe we would just take the book, a book in the Bible. He said, we used to do that and sometimes stay a year on it. You see, I remember one time we stayed a solid year on the book of Revelation. But oh my, the things that we learned. And how wonderful it was. Then we went back, got on the book of Daniel, and then the book of Genesis, the book of Exodus, just to take it, you see, chapter by chapter. And it just tied the entire Bible together. And the prophet said, oh, I just love that. Amen. So tonight, we are looking at what? At the book of Hebrews. Praise God. We are looking at the book of Hebrews. And the prophet said, if the Lord continue to bless and we go on, we will get into some real deep things here, in here, real deep. And we will just go from one place to a place through the scripture with it. Amen. And I like to make scripture compare with scripture. That's the way it must be. It's just one great beautiful picture. And in this book, this Hebrew, in this book that we are studying, we are going to get in on what? Oh, it said, oh, salvation, divine healing, miracles, mercies. Oh, praise God. All in here, we're going to receive them. Oh, hallelujah. And my brother, it will depend on the prophet said, you see, I think there is nothing better to me than just the word. Amen. There's nothing better to me than what? Than the word. And he said, faith cometh by what? Hearing. Hearing what? Hearing the word of God. Amen. So, brethren, if what we are going to go through, salvation, miracles, divine healing, oh, whatever we need, if we are going to receive them, it has to come by what? Faith. Praise God. It has to come by faith. We need faith. Amen. I always say this, that Jesus said, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find what? Faith in the earth. Amen. Do you know where this scripture comes from? Do you know why Jesus said that? Praise God. Do you know it? It comes from what? When that wicked, wicked judge, that wicked judge is in Luke 18, 5 to 8. That wicked judge who says he doesn't fear God and he doesn't regard man. Look at this man. He said, I don't fear God and I don't regard man. Look at such a wicked judge. But yet, a widow, her faith was able to move, break every fetters in this man. Oh, hallelujah. A widow's faith, perseverance, it broke all the fetters in this wicked man. Then why? How? That our same faith and perseverance cannot what move a righteous God. Oh, hallelujah. Compare it. This woman's faith broke every fetters. Every hardened heart of this wicked judge. Persevering. Amen. And she got what she was looking for. And the prophet and the Jesus said, let's go to that scripture. Luke 18, 5 to 8. That was where Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, shall he see what? Faith. Praise God. Yeah, he said, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continually coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Amen. Praise God. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Amen. This wicked judge, when you start reading from the beginning, he said, I don't fear God and I don't regard man. But yet, this woman's faith was able to break every hardened stone, hardened what? Heart in this wicked judge for her to receive what she was looking for. And then what about our righteous father? That's what he's saying. Why can't I do it for you? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But my brother, it has to take faith. That's why Jesus is saying, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find what? Faith on this earth. He wants to see faith. Because without faith, we can never please him. That's what the Bible says. Praise God. But one thing is that, my brother, we are on this book of Hebrews. You know, the message the prophet preached on Hebrew. We are picking on that, and surely we will arrive on what? Thoughts to pray about. And either to be salvation, either to be what? Miracles, either to be what? Divine healing, or anything that we are looking for. It is right in here. The prophet said, they are in here. Amen. But my brother, one thing is that we got to look at the attitude also. Because the prophet in paragraph 7, he said, and now I come home just for a little rest. I lost 20 pounds. The prophet had lost what? 20 pounds after he had returned from what? Mission and meetings abroad. He lost 20 pounds. And so, two brothers, Brother Messiah and Brother God, they came up to him and said, Brother Abraham, I notice what you do. You put your whole heart into it. Amen. Now the prophet has what? Traveled all this round, lost what? 20 pounds. But yet when he came, what did he say? He said, I think, Brother Neville, you have a little rest. Look at that. Instead of him to rest, rather, Brother Neville, you have a rest. Praise God. Then when this brother said, it looks as if, Brother Branham, you put too much upon yourself. And let's listen to what the prophet said. He said, that is the only way. Amen. That is what God is expecting from us. To put in all that is in with us. He said, that's the only way you can do a right kind of job for the Lord. Amen. Put everything you got right to what? To the forefront for Christ. Put everything that you've got to the forefront of Christ. That means Christ first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all things shall be added unto you. Put everything on the forefront for Christ. Amen. Then he said, all your strength, all your soul, all your heart, all your mind, everything that you got, put it into what? Into him. Then my brother, oh surely, amen. His hands are tight. Whatever you ask, surely he's going to do it. Amen. You see, the thing is, this is a testimony, this is an example for us. That's the way that we put in everything in the forefront for God. He said, when you are doing anything, do it right. If you are doing anything for God, do it right. Do it sincerely. Do it from your heart. Praise God. Don't do or don't do it at all. Because God doesn't have, don't have, like, have things. Don't do it at all. Just leave it alone. If you are going to be a Christian, put everything that you got to Christ. He said, that's your time, your talent, and your everything, whatever you got. Put it what? To the use of God's service. Amen. Amen. Now, he said, now, we are studying the book of Hebrews. Amen. In this book of Hebrews, we are going to get real great, great things. Amen. He said, oh, one, this is one of the most deepest and richest book of the Bible. It's one of them. And I tell you, it's a book that, if God permits, and we just get down into it, I believe we will find what? Golden nuggets. Golden nuggets. Amen. You will find a golden nugget. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Yes, sir. The miner, when he goes to mine, what is he looking for? He's looking for what? A true nugget. And so look at the way how he would toil. Oh, praise God. But when he has gotten that nugget, all his toils is forgotten. Because that's one nugget he has received. It can repair all what he has lost. Praise the Lord. And said, we will shout and praise God all the time. The book of Hebrews, really, what is it? It's supposed to be written by St. Paul. So he wants to talk a little about Paul. It's written by St. Paul, the greatest Bible expositor, I guess, the world has ever had, outside of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Paul was a real Bible teacher. That is, the Old Testament. See, during this time, he said, that's the only book as the Old Testament. That's the only book that was written then, called Bible. And he was trying to show to the Hebrews, separating what? The Old Testament. And showing the Old Testament being what? A shadow or a type of what? A new thing to come. Amen. And one of the events, one of the great events that was in the shadow was what? Was when the children of Israel left what? Egypt to the promised land. It's a type of what? Our spiritual pilgrimage. Also into what? Into our final destination, the kingdom of God. Amen. So it holds that the Old Testament holds the shadows. And these shadows are there for our example. And so when we take the Exodus, the children of God from Egypt to the promised land, when we look at that shadow, it's the same thing that we are doing spiritually. And so it becomes what? It behooves us to always look at the whatever made them to fail. Not to what? Not to do the same. But to look at what actually made them to be able to reach the promised land. So let us look at what? Hebrews. Hebrews 3. So it is what? It's a warning, and it is what? It's something exhortation to us that we will follow the right thing that these brothers, they did. We got to be followers like was. We got to be like Caleb's. We got to be like the Joshua's. Amen. Amen. But he's here. In the same book of Hebrews, he's warning us here. From verse 12. He said, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. See, that's what he's telling us. Because this is what a shadow. This was an example for us. And so he's telling you, take heed. Amen. Amen. It's a warning. Take heed. Lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. And we know somebody who did that. And one example is Eve. Amen. He departed from the living God. He failed. They were giving the tree of life to eat. But she what? She departed from the living God. But what should we do? He said, but exhort one another daily. My brother, let's exhort one another daily. That's why we come here. That's why in your closets, you got to be always in the presence of him. That's why when you meet your brother, all your center of discussion must be based on Christ. Amen. Amen. Exhorting one another daily. Amen. My brother, these are the marks that have been what laid down for us. That's why he said we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as we see the time approaching, but to exhort one another, provoking one another to love. Amen. Not to anger, but to love. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. So he said, but exhort one another daily while it was called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. My brother, this is the thing. The devil will always try to make you hard. Harden you. But praise be to God. Oh, the Father who spoke in the shadows today has spoken to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And we know where we are standing. My brother, every fetter has been broken. Amen. With Christ. But be careful that you are not hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. That is the way of the devil. Praise God. Amen. Deceitfulness, you deceive you. And throw you into what? A hardened heart. Against his word. Amen. For we are made partakers of Christ. If we hold the beginning. See? We are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. It is a question of day that will endure to the end. Oh, praise God. Those who endure and finish the race. It doesn't mean, as I was saying the other day, that when the race started, you were leading throughout. But just a meter to cross the line, you fell down. You fall down. Amen. And then the others pass by. They are not going to tell, oh, in fact, this guy, he did very well. He was leading throughout the whole race. Amen. So let's give him a bronze. Even you won't get bronze. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. You won't get it. Amen. Amen. Because you never finish it. That's what happened to the church of Ephesus. First love. Let us go back where we left off the road. And take back the first love again. Amen. Amen. Oh yes, sir. They are what? For our examples. And he said, while it is said, verse 15, today, if you will hear his voice, because now it is he that is speaking to you. He's not speaking in shadows. He's not speaking in parables. But through the prophet of this our day, now even the hidden mysteries, all has been revealed. Amen. Amen. And he's speaking to you. Amen. Even those who listen in the shadows, look at what they did. Look at Abraham's faith. Look at Abraham's faith. Even hearing through dreams, he was sleeping, God would speak to him. But yet, he gets up and believes every word. And what about we are handling him? Here is him. Here is him, we are handling him. What can I do with this Christ called Jesus? Oh my.
Amen.
My brother, faith. Don't say, today if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. As in the provocation. They harden their heart. They provoke God. And all that provoke God, their carcasses were found in what? In the wilderness. Amen. For some, when they had heard, did provoke. They hear and then they will provoke. Amen. They hear, they will provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. We all came out. Then why? He said, the prophet said, look, remember Ruth, remember Lot's wife. She also came out. She came out from Sodom. Praise God. Like we have come out. She came out. Yes, sir. But she couldn't endure it. So, my brethren, though we've come out, let's be what? Let's take care. Because if we harden our hearts, my brother. So, let's go to chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 1. He said, let us therefore fear.
Amen.
Amen. lest a promise be left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. See? For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. They also, it was preached unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. Not being mixed with what? Not mixed with what? Faith. In them that heard it. That's why we said faith cometh by hearing the word of God. Faith. Faith. Tonight, my brother, is faith. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Do you love him?
Amen.
Now, as the prophet was saying that the Hebrew, he was talking about, yeah, we are talking about Paul. He said he's separating the Old Testament and showing the Old Testament being what? A shadow and of a type, you see. So we cannot go away from what? The law and grace. So the prophet, in paragraph 30, he talked about the law and grace. Amen. He said, now, the law was a type of grace. But the law had no saving power in it.
Amen.
The law has no what? Saving power in it. The law was just a policeman. The policeman put you to jail. You see? But you see, it takes grace to get you out of jail. Amen. They were with what? The law. Oh, don't commit. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not bear false witness. If you fail in any of this, you receive what? Instant judgment. Praise God.
Amen.
That's the policeman. Instantly. But today, he said, if the policeman, it is the policeman that say you are wrong and you are guilty. But the gospel is the good news.
Amen.
See? Has spoken to us by his son in this our day. Said the gospel is what? Is the good news. Christ died to save us from all of our trespasses and transgressions of the law. Christ died to take it, take what? Christ died to take us out. Amen.
Amen.
Christ broke every fetter for us.
Amen.
We were in chains. Oh, we were in buckles. But he came and broke every chain.
Amen.
Every fetter.
Amen.
He broke them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, back in Africa, I'm speaking to Brother Vlad because maybe they don't know so much about it. And in Africa, you see, when you tie a hen with a rope, normally thieves are around. So you don't, if you allow your cockerel to go out, somebody will just take it. So sometimes you have to tie it. You tie it. So you just give some maize to him to eat it, so he can't go anywhere. You see? Then, when you take the rope from the leg, he will be still standing there. Shh. He still feels that what? The rope is the leg, is still hanging the leg. He won't go. You push it and it will take some time. See, you have to do some real pushing before he will know that what? The ropes have been taken away from the distance. But my brother, that's the way how it is. Christ has what? Has paid the price.
Amen.
The pardon has been given.
Amen.
But it has to take you now to move out from where you are.
Amen.
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 How many pushes do you want to push you? No, sir. He's taking away the shackles. You are now free. You see, that's what we all say, that we have all sinned, it's true, and come short of the glory of God. We were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, came to this world speaking lies and all those of things. That was our condition. But one thing is that Christ came, paid the price. He broke the shackles for us. Amen. But the thing is, if you continue to live in sin, then you are condemned. Praise God. That's what the prophet is saying. He says, God will not condemn you as you were born a sinner. He will never condemn you. But he condemns you when you choose to still stay in your sin. That's it. We have been set free, my brother. There is nothing that is the devil can put a charge against any of us seated here. Amen. Because he has paid that price. It's a question of what? I have accepted it. Amen. Amen. Pardon, I have accepted it. You remember that that military man, the prophet was talking about the story. That he left his what? His place of duty. And he was court-martialed. And he had to face death. Then his friend felt so much for him. He went straight to the president, George Washington. Said, please, this is a good friend. He's a very... It's okay. George Washington was not in the office. He found just a piece of paper and wrote, what's the name? Mike. Okay, Mike. Pardoned. Take it to the prisons and hand it over to him to give it to our listener. The prison officers, so that he goes free. He signed it. Amen. Jesus have signed it for us. Amen. That there's no more sin against us. Amen. And the question is for you to accept it and come out from where you were. Amen. 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 Oh, praise God. My brother, those who were hearing from the shadows, they obeyed. Amen. Those who were hearing from what? The burning bush, they obeyed. Those who were hearing from what? The whirlwind, they were obeyed. Oh, in sundry times, in diverse ways, God spoke to what? The fathers. Amen. In diverse ways, in the shadows, he hid himself. Now, he's revealed himself to us that here I am. He came down as Emmanuel, God now with us. God with us, Emmanuel. And now even we are more than what? No, greater than that. It is even greater than that. It is now what? He in you, in me. Oh, praise God. Now in you, doing his own work. Oh my brother. God has done already great for us, my brother. It has to take faith now. Don't harden your heart. Amen. Don't harden your heart when you hear the word of God. Amen. As it was in the day of provocation. They also received the gospel. But he said it wasn't mixed with what? Faith. It wasn't mixed with faith. Praise God. God just opened the Red Sea for them. And when they went to the other side, look at when the Red Sea was opened. And God drowned all their enemies. How they were praising God. What a God we have. Who is like unto him? Oh, yes, they were praising God. And then, the next thing, they went to a place. The water, they tasted it. It was bitter. Moses. So, this is the water you want us to drink. So, that's why you brought us here. See, look at that. Amen. That's the water you want us to drink. When they go to Moses, the way how they... You see, Moses endured. Oh my. After all these miracles,
And then one time they reached a place they couldn't get water at all. They took stones. Give us water to drink. Give us water to drink. You brought us here to die in this wilderness? Huh? You brought us to die in this wilderness? That's why we told you right from the beginning that leave us alone here so that we will serve what these Egyptians. Provocation! It really went into the skin. We are coming on that. It went into the skin of Moses. You see, when something enters your skin, my brother, your reaction is always what? Negative. Praise God. But when you allow it to enter your heart, oh yes, and there is what? The Holy Spirit there. It will what? It will come and tell you what to do. Amen. But when you receive things under your skin, it will be what? Tormenting you. So he received this one under the skin, and it was tormenting him. So when he went to God, God said, look, go and speak to the rock. Amen. Took the stick. Drink. Rebels! See? Because of that, he couldn't enter what? Into the kingdom of God. He couldn't enter what? The promised land. So never receive anything under your skin. That's what we are coming on, Paul. Receive something under his skin. Amen. Amen. So Paul, as soon as he was converted, he never consulted with any seminary. Neither did he consult any minister. You see? Oh, praise God.
Amen.
God, you have called me, then you have to what? Bless me with your word. Amen. So he never went to any ward, never went to any seminary or to any minister. He went down to Arabia and was there for 3 years. Amen. And now we've got, he said, now we've got, now Paul was such a Bible teacher because he was taught under the great all-time famous Gamaliel. So Paul was well schooled in these things, you see. And he consented, see, and then what happened? Now, Paul, when he was with that knowledge in him, he was against every work what? Of the disciples. And we know the story already, that when they were stoning Stephen, amen, when they were stoning Stephen, he gathered all their clothes, you see, like you are wearing this coat. You can't throw the stone well. Bring your coat so that you can, your hand will be free to walk through the stone very well, you see. So he collected all the addresses and he was keeping them. They now stone him. And when they were stoning Paul, they were stoning Stephen. Stephen said something. The prophet said, I think it must have got next to Paul. Something get next to you that it has gone into your heart. I look at that meaning. It's got into, under your skin. Amen. Stephen said something. He said, I see the heavens open and I see Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
Amen.
And then he said, Father, lay not this charge of sin against them. Ay, 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 ay. This got under the skin of Paul. Amen. The prophet said, there is something about Paul that got next to him. And so what he did next? He went straight to take what? Letters from the high priest. It was tormenting him. What he had was convicting him.
Amen.
Amen. If that he had received this thing upon his heart. You see. So Paul, on the road to Damascus. Now we are coming to, oh, the thing that we got to know tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Now Paul, on his road down to Damascus, about noon, one day, a great light shining down and struck him to the ground. Now listen closely here. He said, no one saw it but Paul. No one saw it, but what? Paul. Then the prophet said, I want you to notice that.
Amen.
Amen. No one saw it but what? Paul. Oh, tonight, you are going to see something, no one will see it.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are going to see something, only you will see it.
Amen.
He said, I want you to notice that. He said, the men that were with him did not see that light. But it was there just the same.
Amen.
He said, the prophet said, now, is it possible?
Oh, hallelujah.
That someone could see Christ in the building and no one else will see him? Is it possible?
I don't hear that. You are not seeing him.
Sheesh. Praise God. Is it possible that someone could see Christ in the building here and no one else will see him?
Amen. Then be that person, my brother.
Be that person tonight. Because he said in these last days he has spoken to his children. He has spoken to your children. So he's here.
Amen.
Then the prophet said, sure. Yes, someone will see Christ here, right now here. He's seeing Christ, but others are not seeing. Oh, yes, sir. I don't want to go into that. He said in Corinthians, he said what? The preaching of the gospel, there's what? Two things. To the saved is what? The power of God. To the perishing is what? Foolishness. The same gospel.
Amen.
The same gospel Noah preached. It saved others and it condemned others. Praise God. Yes, it's possible that someone will see Christ in the building here tonight and others will not see it.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Is that it happened also? He's giving another example. It happened also one night when Peter was in prison. And that light, that same light again. Oh, yes, sir. That same light came into the prison and touched Peter.
Amen.
Oh. Do you really now feeling even the touch of him? Yes, sir.
Amen.
He's here to touch you.
Amen.
Amen. He's here to touch you.
Amen.
He's here to touch you.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
And so he said, he went there and touched Peter and walked right by him. Oh, yes, sir. Into the inner guards. Past the inner guards. Past what? The outside guards. Then reach the gate. The gate just what? Opened. Every gate has to open.
Amen.
Oh, closed doors. Look at where they put him. First, inner guards are there. They pass them. Then the outside guards. They pass them. Then the gates that were closed with chains and everything. Oh, with keys or whatever be it, we flanked open.
Amen.
My brother tonight.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
He's going to touch you and take you through.
Amen.
He's going to touch you, take you through.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Brother John, you believe it?
I believe it.
Amen.
Amen.
Sir,
Amen.
Gates have to open.
Amen.
Gates have to open. He said that same light came, took Peter right through the inner guards, outer guards, walked by the gate, the main gate, into the city gate.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Then said Peter, I must be dreaming. Then the light went away. Say, I must be dreaming. Then he looked around. Hey, not dreaming, my brother and my sister. You are not dreaming. He's here. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. This is not a question of dreaming. This is reality. Amen. The light is here. Amen. In these last days, he has spoken. Amen. Not in what? In shadows. Not in whirlwinds. Not in burning bush. Not in what? Oh, but my brother, he's here tonight. Oh, praise God. And then he said another one. The light has gone. He said, Christ, that eternal, everlasting light. Oh, there he is here tonight. Yes, sir. Praise God. Faith. Huh? Faith. We'll let you see it. Faith. We'll let you what? Know that he's touching you tonight. And he's carrying you through. Praise God. Faith will tell you. Ah, Brother Mike, you believe it? Oh, God bless you. Amen. And then he said, now look, another thing. If you speak of this, just come in mind. He said, if we will speak of this, just come in my mind. But he said, the wise men that followed the star, all from India, the Orients, moms, coming through valleys, deserts, pass over what? Observatories. Oh, yes, sir. As long as they were looking at the star. Oh, my. Amen. They walked through valleys. Oh, I will walk through the valley of shadow of death and I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. They went through valleys. My brother, you are not alone. Yeah. If only you look at him, yeah. Look at a star, yes, and they passed through what? Observatories. No radar could even detect them. My. Yeah. Oh, praise God. Amen. Oh, they passed through what? Boundaries. Oh, immigrations and all. They never even saw them. Because they were looking at a star. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at him. Amen. Just look at him tonight, my brother. Don't take away your eyes from him. Amen. Just be that widow. Even the wicked judge. You will, her faith, her perseverance broke all the hardened heart. It broke that judge's heart to receive what she was looking for. What about your faithful and loving God? What about him? That your faith and your perseverance will not bring what you want tonight. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. The wise men, through the valleys, through the desert, pass over observatories, everything. They kept the time of the night by the star. Is that no historian or anyone ever mentioned of ever seeing that star? No one saw it. Only them. Amen. Amen. It was just meant for them to see it. My brother, tonight, it is meant only for you tonight to see him. Oh, praise God. You remember? Elisha's servant ran when he saw the Assyrians have covered what? The whole city. He ran to Elisha and said, today we are finished. Today we are finished. What has happened? So the whole city has been surrounded. Elisha looked and said, oh, well, say, Lord, please open the eye of my servant. Amen. Lord, open my eyes tonight. Amen. That all what have been said, I will see. Amen. Oh, what is around me tonight. Amen. Chariots of fire. Angels. Amen. Amen. Ready to fight for what? For the city. Amen. It is around you tonight to fight for you. Amen. Oh, praise Amen. God. Amen. Faith now. Raise up your faith. Amen. And so the prophet said, so you can see things that other fellow might not see. Listen to what he's saying. He said, and so you can see things that the other fellow might not see. To you is reality. To him, they don't understand. Amen. He said, just like what? The conversion. You can be converted and enjoying the blessings of God, just drinking in the blessings of God, and then the next fellow sitting by you, he doesn't see it. Amen. You see it. In the same place, you'll be rejoicing. Oh, so happy. And then the next person sitting by you, is that the next fellow sitting by you, he don't see anything.
Yes, sir.
See? That's it. I just don't get it. He said, I just don't get it. I don't see what it's all about. Well, he's just not getting it. That's all. See? Where you are. Amen. Oh, tonight, my brother, where are you? Amen. Oh, faith. Faith. The musicians start coming, faith. The prophet said, he led the children of Israel. He was the pillar of fire. He was made flesh. And then he returned back to the same pillar of fire. See, I'm reading from 41. And when he met Paul on the road to Damascus, he was the same pillar of fire, that light, that great light, you see. Paul said, who is it? He said, I am the Christ. I am Jesus. That same light is here tonight. I am the same Jesus. I've not changed, the same yesterday, today, and forever. When you hear his word, harden not your heart. Take faith. Don't take the word of God under your skin. Amen. Let it come here. If it gets into under your skin, my brother, Satan will be what? Putting fire to it, and it will be irritating you. So you will be reacting what? In the wrong way. My brother, my sister, tonight, he's here.
Amen.
Amen. He's here. He's ready to touch you.
Thank you, Lord.
He's ready to open, take you through all the hindrances and obstacles that have blocked the way.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Amen. Mike, all the hindrances and obstacles.
Hallelujah.
He is going tonight, he's taking you through it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Taking you through it.
Amen.
It's not dreaming.
Amen.
Reality.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. And when you look at him, oh, praise God.
Amen.
As David said, I'll walk through the valley of shadow of death, and I'll fear no evil, because thou art with me. He's with us tonight, my brother.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. Take you through all the valleys, the deserts, observatories, all the immigrations. Oh, those who are looking for documents, the immigrations have to what? Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
They have to do it.
Amen.
Amen. And tonight, let's remember, because Brother George put something in our WhatsApp about Brother Goran. Let's remember him. Amen. The boss is cheating him so much that the Lord will grant him what? Another job. Because of that, I started calling some people to find out if I believe the Lord will make a way for him. Amen. Praise God. Oh, let us take one another's burden upon our hearts.
Amen.
Brethren, and pray for one another. Let's tarry for one another.
Amen.
Oh, as the musicians now. Oh, carry us into the spirit now for us to pray. My brother, he's here tonight. He's the same light tonight. He's the same light tonight. Oh, yes, sir. He's the same light tonight. Oh, amen. Praise God.
Oh, my. Oh,
let us know now. He's here tonight. That light is here tonight. Oh, to take you through. Oh, that light is here tonight. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, he's the very one. Oh, that took Peter. Oh, through all. Oh, through all the trials. Oh, he broke every fetters. Every fetter was broken. Every shackle. Every gate. Oh, yes, it was broken. Oh, bless your name, Lord, tonight. Musicians, leaders, touch your people once again. Let's sing that song. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
Power to love for each other.
Recall! 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 tonight? Have you felt His touch tonight? Have you felt His touch tonight?
Yes,
and now let's raise our hands now and say, Lord, we thank You. Lord, we bless You. Oh, Lord, now praise His name now. Glorify Him, because we know that tonight He has been here. He has touched us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be Your name. Thank you, Lord, that You have restored authority and power, not for temporary deeds, but things eternal. Oh, thank You, Lord Jesus, that You have done it, Lord. We thank You, Lord. We bless You, Lord. We give You the glory. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, God. Thank You in Jesus' name. We bless You. We sing one song and we ask our precious brother George to close us in prayer. Amen.
I know the master of the wind.
Born of man,
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Lord Savior owns everything.
Yes, Lord.
Father, and we believe in Lord Savior that
Whatever situation,
yes.
Amen. Father, oh God, wherever we go,
yes, Lord,
the situation is conquered.
Amen.
Father, we believe tonight,
yes. Amen.
Lord, Savior, Father, your name, Jesus.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Gives us victory, Lord.
Yes, Lord, Jesus.
On our knees and on our desires.
Yes, Amen.
Father, Lord, for our brother, God and Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank thee for,
Amen.
Oh God, changing his circumstances.
Amen.
Lord, our brother, God, Lord, has no, yes, problems tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord,
yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Father, we are believing, Lord, yes, Savior.
Lord.
That Lord, Savior, he would, Lord, testify.
Yes, Lord, yes, in Jesus' name.
Lord,
Lord.
Oh, Father, every other situation, Lord, that would, Lord, Savior,
yes,
face
Lord,
us.
Jesus.
Father, oh God, we would say, Brother Mike and I,
yes,
Father,
Lord,
we are employed.
Yes.
We don't need jobs.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh God, there's nothing we lack.
Yes.
We have everything, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Our Father owns everything, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, Lord, whatever situation tonight,
yes,
Sister Lillian, Lord Savior,
in the name,
oh,
of Jesus,
we believe that in this one, grand Lord Savior,
yes,
Father, you desire for her to take a break,
yes,
and go home, Lord Savior.
Oh,
we ask,
yes,
you, Lord, that when she go home,
yes,
may she find all well.
Yeah,
we ask your grace for her as well, Lord.
In the name,
Jesus,
of Jesus.
We supply everything, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
For tonight, Lord Savior.
Amen.
No one would say, I am poor.
No, sir. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
In Christ,
yes,
we have,
Lord,
all things, oh,
mm,
God. Father, you bless us as we separate.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Father, if it's school and,
yes,
exams,
Lord,
whatever it is, Lord, we are victors in Christ.
Yes.
Amen, Lord.
And we thank thee for our brother,
yes,
who ministered unto us,
yes,
Lord.
Who, Lord Savior, took his time,
yes,
to ignite us and to lift us,
amen,
again. And we are glad tonight, Lord.
Yes.
Oh,
that,
yes, Lord Jesus.
As she sits here, all the baby hears.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
She has a child, Lord. The child is there.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Lord, Father, we, Lord Savior, have all things that we need tonight.
Yes.
We are going with the victory song.
Amen.
We are singing wonderful, Lord Savior.
Amen.
We are singing you the counselor.
Amen.
We are singing you abide with us.
Amen.
Lord, when we come again Friday, we will take
kindness,
oh, yes, and goodness, Lord Savior.
Amen.
But Lord, we have nothing we need tonight.
Yes, Lord.
You are our shepherd, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We have everything we need tonight.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Father, we just want to testify,
amen,
that all is well.
Amen.
All is well.
Amen.
All is well.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
And we thank thee, O God,
amen,
that we can come to service,
yes,
on a cold night. And we can be warm.
Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
bless,
Lord,
us as we part. Help us, Lord. Father, that we take your name with us.
Yes.
Amen.
And bless our brother Maxwell.
Amen.
The Lord, the fruits of his labor.
Amen.
We come back to him again, Lord.
Amen.
Lord. We pray for every brother and every,
yes, Lord. Lord. Yes, Lord.
Tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That have not come.
Yes,
you,
Lord.
Savior, supply all that we have
needed. Amen.
Give us grace now as we part.
Amen.
We part with Jesus in our hearts.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Oh, let the house of God.
Amen.
Let be a shout in the house of God.
Amen.
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 Blessed be the name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, Richie, bless you, Reverend. God bless you.
So the song, victory is mine. Amen.
Victory.